This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
98 PXY.
All right, let's get into it for There I Said It. This is your chance to clear
the air.
585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to get something off your chest this morning. First person weighing in, our lovely listener, Lyle. Sup, Lyle? Lyle says, I love the holidays, but I refuse to give thanks. There, I said it. Okay, let's go over. Well, gratitude is the cheat code to life. That's what they tell me. Melissa says, I am beyond crushed and upset that my sweet, handsome man, Josh Allen, is engaged. I'm counting the days until he leaves her for me. There, I said it. You're probably going to want to keep counting, Melissa. So sorry.
Yeah.
He is off the market.
That was wild to see over the weekend. So happy for him and our girl, Haley
Steinfeld.
Haley Steinfeld. I love her music. I love her movies.
What
She's
does
the
she
best.
Sing? Like, what's one of her songs?
Most girls are smart and strong and beautiful. Most girls.
Oh, wait, wait.
I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you.
Oh, wait, here's one. Let me go. This is Oh, this is Haley Steinfeld.
This is her.
Because I know the tune. I just didn't know her name. Josh Allen, you dog, you.
Yeah, she's the best. You main
pants and I. She's cute. She's very cute. We're all very happy.
She was also in Pitch Perfect. She's crushing it.
Oh, she was?
She was.
Yeah, she is an actress. She's got like 20.5 million followers on Instagram. Our boy Josh has like 1.2, so he's got some catching up to do. Not that anyone's keeping count.
Not that you check it every morning, but other than that, it's literally fine.
Let's go over to our boy Chris. He says, treating your bullies with kindness is not the way to go. There, I said it.
I disagree.
I disagree too.
Disagree. Someone read me to filth over the weekend, and my response was, happy holidays, heart. So, there's that. Yeah. They're like, you're the dumbest person I've ever met. I'm like, oh dear.
Keep it classy.
Who else is here? This person says, being the second choice is kind of nice. There, I said it. No pressure to always be there. Kind of just come as we go. No travesty if I don't make it out. It's honestly kind of the way to go.
She must be talking about her boyfriend. Yeah, she's
the side piece. The side piece.
Mine for today is, over the weekend I got a chance to try other people's leftover Thanksgiving food. And I got to tell you, there are some terrible cooks out there. There are really some horrific cooks out there who love to brag about how great their culinary skills are. And I'll tell you, covering everything in garlic does not make the food better. There, I said it.
That is true. That is very true. But these things happen.
Too much garlic is not good for the tummy. You got about a 5-minute window before you just got to run.
Or the throat. Oh, talk about acid reflux.
All right. What's yours today?
Mine for today is this. Honestly, I feel like moving is a very transformative period. And it can be very, very, very fun and refreshing. I'm not having fun. There, I said it. I'm not having a good time. And I'm doing it slowly.
Nobody said moving was fun.
Actually, a lot of people do enjoy moving.
Who thinks moving is a good old
time? Everyone I tell I'm moving, they're like, that's amazing.
Everyone?
I love that for you.
Yes.
If you need help, I love moving.
No, the change is amazing. The new chapter is amazing. The effort of bringing a couch up 4 flights of steps is not fun. No.
Yeah. So... that's what's going on over here.
Intern Jackie, do you have one for today you want to share?
You can go over there. She doesn't have a mic, so.
Yeah, let's hear from
our girl. We love a radio station with no mics.
Let's hear from our girl this morning. What's up, Jackie?
My unpopular opinion, a lot of
artists that people like are not good at all. And I don't want to name names.
You shouldn't. You should name drop.
Sabrina Carpenter.
What?
Oh.
I do not like Sabrina Carpenter at all.
Jackie. We're playing her next. She's literally coming up in the log. All right. Thank you, Jackie. Jenna says Cyber Monday makes me so, so happy, you guys. And it's so much better than hitting the actual stores. There, I said it. Just finished all of my Christmas shopping. Oh, my God, Jenna. Already? She goes, I don't have to worry about leaving the house. I hope you guys have an awesome week and a great rest of your show. I love you. Good night. Okay.
Good night.
Bye, Jenna.
It's 7 a.m.
She's out. Peace it out. That's impressive. You are done.
Wow. Goodbye. Good night.
And then let me go over to Carol that says, had the worst Thanksgiving ever. My husband threw up all morning from being hungover. My mom complained my house was too cold. My daughter got sick. My dog licked half the turkey. My father was useless and judgmental. This is usually the unhappiest time of the year. Can't wait for Christmas. There, I said it. Damn, Carol. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you had a blast.
Absolute blast. My grandma's name is Carol. Hope that wasn't her texting in.
Is it?
Who's really to say? And then we'll cap it with this beautiful text. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Wipe front to back. There, I said it.
Oh, my God. You couldn't wait to get to it, too, huh?
I just read what's written.
I'm like about to take a sip of coffee, but I think I'm good. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-98.
For our friends over at the Pirate Toy Fund, the collection season is underway. It started Black Friday, which was amazing. It's the season of giving, and people are showing their love all throughout the community with those donated toys, those new unwrapped toys that they're donating at all these boxes. Moose was like, where is it? I'm like, malls, local businesses. And on Sunday morning yesterday, people stopped by the CHS ambulance in Calkins Road and filled that entire ambulance with just toys for the Pirate Toy Fund.
Oh, I love
so
that.
Really started the week off strong. And they're going to be out, and we're going to be out as well all week long. The toy drop-off locations are all over for your convenience, but all Rochester area malls, Eastview, Marketplace, Mall at Grease Ridge, Strong Museum, they all have their huge chest there. And then other places throughout the city have a little box. So if you're looking to donate, if you're looking to make a child's Christmas, holiday, whatever they celebrate, make sure you donate. It doesn't take much, honestly. And it really is such an amazing cause. We love our friends at the Pirate Toy Fund. We're going to be out, I think maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, at one of the spots, hanging out, having a good time. So don't forget, don't sleep on it. And then this Saturday, they're going to do the big reveal and count how many toys they actually collected over the course of this week at Strong National Museum of Play for the big reveal. Big reveal!
So if you guys do happen to be out and you see the bins, it doesn't take much. I mean, you can take one of the toys, throw it in there, that you've purchased. It really does help put a smile on a young child's face.
And everything stays local right here in our area. So it's not like your toys are getting shipped off to Oklahoma. It's
correct.
Really going to just stay right here and impact our community so deeply. So
coming up on the show, when should you have the talk with your kids about sex, protection, consent, and everything else that might be uncomfortable to talk about? Brittany reached out for Parental Confidential and wants to know if now is the perfect time to start talking to her 11 and 13-year-old sons about these topics. And if so, what would a single mom of two actually say to them? We'll get to Brittany's message coming up after the break on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
That's a new David Guetta song, on PXY Mornings Forever Young. All right, let's get into this. It's Parental Confidential on PXY. Here's the thing. The question that we're being asked is, when do you have the talk with your kids? Brittany wrote in and says she feels like she's in a dilemma with her 11 and 13-year-old. Is now a great time to bring up the sex talk, consent, and everything else that you might have to discuss with them that might be uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm.
She writes, hi, Moose and Breezy. My name is Brittany. I've got two boys, 11 and 13, and I've got loads of topics of discussion as a woman who's been through the worst of the worst. Consent, drinking, protection, you name it. I want to make sure I really drill it into their heads because, to be quite frank, they will be men someday. and I can't put men out into the world like the ones I've met. I lost my virginity at 12. Damn. Very young, very stupid, reckless. And I was with an almost 18-year-old. So it's been a bit difficult for me. I just need to make sure they understand certain things. And I also don't want to scare them by doing this too early. But also, they've got limited internet access. I know it's 2024. And I hear how their friends talk. I'm just looking for advice on when other parents had to talk with their kids about sex. How old were they? And what was actually said? Appreciate any suggestions and honest opinions or advice. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you, Brittany, for the message.
That's intense. Wow. 12?
Yeah, that is.
And yeah, I guess this is the perfect time to have that convo. They're 11 and 13.
And, you know, we've talked about this on the show before where a lot of kids, like you, Brittany, mentioned they have limited internet access. But yeah, they're constantly listening to their friends and the information that they're putting out there. And that can also be really, really bad. Because God knows what they're saying or what their parents are telling them. Right. So having that open communication with them has got to be the most important thing you could possibly do. But going back to what Brittany is saying, 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text if you have any advice on if you gave the sex talk to your kids, how old were they, what was said. I think them being 11 and 13-year-old boys, you better do it now.
Yeah, I agree. Because honestly, like you said, Brittany, you don't want them to end up in a situation like you did where you didn't know any better and you were so young and so naive. And yeah, because honestly, like it's a mother and a parent's biggest fear is your kid comes home, girl, guy.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm in a situation right now.
A sticky one.
Yeah.
My father had the sex talk with me, and we all know how that went. Nothing. It's like, I'll never forget it. How old was I? 16? He just knocked on my door and said, hey, keep it in your pants, and walked out, and that was it. It was very interesting.
And you never forgot it.
I never forgot it.
Never once forgot it, so.
I don't think the same conversation was had with my older brother. I don't know what that looked like, but.
Did you ever ask?
Not really, but now I'm very interested. I should have brought that up over Thanksgiving dinner.
You should have.
Maddie is here. She says, they need the same talk that you had. Please also remember that when reaching the topic of consent, they also need to consent to everything. They should also stand firm on their boundaries. Boys' consent is something that's very much ignored in sex ed, especially today. Mm-hmm. I came in for Maddie.
Yeah, I looked it up.
What's that?
12 years old is pretty much the perfect normal age to be having this conversation.
Okay.
You know, I feel like girls and guys both go through changes. I feel like girls obviously go through a lot more. Or maybe they're just different. I don't even know if I can actually say that. But in regards to them learning these things, they're not always going to learn it in school. And they might be learning it from their friends who are also uneducated on the topic.
Sure. And it's a little bit more difficult for Brittany, too, being a single mom, she says. So this is something she feels like she's got a responsibility to take care of on her own.
Correct.
Joe is here. He says, your kids are not too young. It's high time to start the topic. I was 11 when my dad had the conversation with me. And yeah, it's uncomfortable, but definitely needs to happen.
Right. Definitely needs to happen.
Yeah, I got the sex talk once from my ex-girlfriend's dad.
Oh.
I was 18.
Seems
he walked in the house. We were making out on the couch, and he caught us. And I didn't go over there for like a week because I was scared.
More petrified.
I was scared of him. He was very upset. And I'm the type of guy where I wanted to stay and hash it out. But her mom's like, you should probably
go. You
should
leave. So, you should definitely leave.
And so, you know, he had the conversation with me because I'm 18. His daughter's 16.
Right.
You know, we're in high school. We're sweethearts. We're dating. But, you know, he said, hey, if it was anyone else, I would have murdered them. But I know you have the highest, most respect for my daughter, and I appreciate that. I know the type of family you come from. He goes, but here are the things you need to be careful. A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
That was very uncomfortable, but I also appreciated that he took the time to do that.
Of course. Of course.
Lindsay says, I think they are they are definitely old enough. Also emphasize consent because, yes, Lindsay's also saying it goes both ways. If they don't want it, they are absolutely allowed to say no, and it means no. No means no.
Period.
No does not mean kind of. No does not mean try harder.
On both ends.
Right.
Girls and boys. You know what I mean? Because there's this huge misconception, like that person said, where it's just girls who are victims and things of that nature. It's like, no, it happens to boys too.
And honestly, Brittany, I know you're listening right now. Your 11 and 13-year-old son, they know stuff. Okay? They've heard things. They're old enough to know what's going on, especially on the internet. They've seen a couple of things. So, yeah, have the talk. This person says, 11 and 13 is way late. We already started telling our 5-year-old about some of this stuff. How babies are made, puberty. He recently learned about other things from a kid's show called Dr. Binox? Binox? I don't know what the... Anyone hear of that show? What is that? If you make this a taboo topic, it will be a taboo topic. Start talking to them about it right now.
Right now.
And then I'll go over to our friend Julie weighing in here, who says, if anything, they are on the older end to just now be getting the sex talk. Mm-hmm. We view it as an ongoing discussion that starts when they are toddlers and continue out throughout the teen years. So now would absolutely be the perfect time, Brittany. And don't make it uncomfortable. Just be straight with them.
Just be cash.
Just be real. Like, hey, guys, sit down. I want to talk to you. I want you to watch all these naughty films and then report back to me.
No. No. If that's how you're doing it, no. Your big brother license should be revoked.
No, I'm just kidding. But have the open-ended conversation with them and give them room to ask questions if need be.
And don't make it uncomfortable. Just don't. Because if that's the case, they're never going to want to talk to you about it ever again.
Like this listener said, don't make it taboo. Or that's what it will become. Just have the conversation with them, because they're not, some of the things they are learning, not accurate at 11 and 13.
No.
So there you have it. Brittany, now would be the perfect time to do it. Thank you guys for all the messages this morning. I know Brittany appreciates it, and we do too, because not being parents, we've learned so much over the almost 2 years doing this segment. Mm-hmm. Can you believe we 2 years next month?
2 years next month is two years next month is crazy.
January 3rd will be our 2-year anniversary. A lot of shows, a lot of laughs, a lot of tears.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for tuning in. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, we'll be right back.